Welcome to the Search Stories UK podcast on NAS and virtual environments. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Michael Averick, author, blogger and podcaster. First question in today's podcast is, in what cases is it best to use NAS with a virtual machine environment? Over to you, Mike.
Well, I think it's fair to say that it's probably easier to configure and easier to mount NFS and SIS volumes either to a VMware host or a Microsoft host than it is to set up and configure iSCSI or Fibre Channel. And although there's lots of talk about latency with IP-based storage, if your servers have got 10 gig networking from the host to the array, I challenge anyone to demonstrate any latency between the storage and the servers. On the downside, though, I think it's pretty fair to say that support for some advanced features on NAS have often lagged behind Fibre Channel and iSCSI. That's mainly because some of the vendors prefer their own file systems over NFS. And it's also, I think, the virtualization vendors have to kind of blow with the wind in terms of popularity. The reality is Fibre Channel still dominates the enterprise market, and NFS has still got somewhere to go to eclipse Fibre Channel. Some say that will never ever happen. And so sometimes in the terms of QAing resources and setting priorities, NFS has sometimes come a little bit after Fibre Channel in terms of advanced features. But getting a bit more specific, I think VDI is a good fit for NFS and NAS. Because there's a file system backing most NAS-based devices, they've often been very quick to introduce fast cloning of desktops and other features like dedupe, which helps a great deal to reduce the kind of footprint of VDI, but also reduce the kind of IOPS generated through VDI. If you want to speak a little bit more specifically, the new edition of VMware View 5.1, the virtual desktop broker from VMware, has specific integrations that marry its link clones feature directly into the NFS provider's abilities to do clones. So in the best will of the world, we'll have the best of VMware's link clones together with the performance that NAS-based cloning can provide. But even if you're not doing VDI, I think this is still a powerful use case for NAS-based storage for ancillary-based kind of files. So most virtual environments have some kind of template or some kind of ISO store. And if you have lots of clusters, it's often easier to mount that as a NFS volume or a SIS volume to the hosts than it is to try and mess around with zoning and masking LUNs away in an attempt to get that storage to be visible across many clusters.
Thanks, Mike. Talking of NAS, what configuration needs to be done at the hypervisor or in the LAN when using NAS with a virtual environment? Over to you again.
Well, I think the principles of separation still apply. Whether you separate your storage network at a physical level on different switches or whether you choose to do VLANing, your storage network, if it's IP-based, must never be visible directly to your operating systems or to the wider network unless you've got a good usage case for doing so. At the virtual level, most IP-based systems will allow for load balancing, so that means some sort of virtual switch with two IP addresses for load balancing across the environment, and obviously two NICs backing that virtual switch, so you've got redundancy at the physical level. So such should a NIC fail or a switch fail, your host doesn't go down, virtual machines don't stop functioning for lack of access to the storage. Specifically thinking about NFS, NFS has its own privileges and access controls, and generally these will need to be set up with root access in order to mount directly to a host. What I would say is if you have a look at any of the plugins from the storage vendors, they will often set up LUNs and set all the permissions and mount all the data stores to the hosts without really having to know that much about the permissions of the system. And it's well worth having a look at these because they simplify the configuration greatly.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. And that's the end of the podcast.